the treatment plan. Parents, I need your full attention on this matter. The medicine that your child will take is by far the most important piece of the puzzle for you to be concerned and informed about. The wrong medicine or dosage can be harmful or even fatal to the patient. Most of these medications have negative side effects, such as causing suicidal thoughts, aggressive behavior, or even death. As your child's advocate, this is one of your biggest and most important responsibilities. Ask questions about the medications. Follow the doctor's instructions strictly. Be vigilant and observant of your child's mood and behavior at the start of a new medication. Keep a journal. Parents, we know when something does not look or feel right with our children. Call the doctor immediately or take your child to the nearest emergency room. Mental illness is more common than we think. The human brain is one of the most complex parts of the body. Scientists are constantly researching and discovering new information about the brain. The brain, like any other organ in the body, can get sick. In these cases, the professional physician may prescribe medications to treat the symptoms of the illness, as well as a change in eating or lifestyle may be suggested. Most mental illness treatment will require the use of psychiatric medication. However, we are losing a whole generation of kids to prescription drugs. No parent wants to put their child on medication. I had to sit down and seriously weigh the quality of my own child's recovery versus the potential side effects of the medication that was prescribed for her. Unless the side effects are life-threatening, a parent will opt to use the medication. The good benefits of the medication outweigh the negative side effects. A knowledgeable doctor will prescribe the most effective medication with the least harmful side effects. Now, having said that, we need to consider what is best for our individual child. Our community is constantly watching out for the drug pushers on the street. Some doctors and pharmaceutical companies are not much better. The only difference is that the doctor has a license to prescribe medication. Who is going to stop the doctor from promoting and pushing drugs to your child needlessly? You are. Get serious, folks. This has gotten way out of control. Not all, but some doctors are quick to write a prescription at the drop of a dime without thoroughly examining or evaluating the child. Like my old grandmother used to say, "Oh Lord, there's trouble on every hand." Sometimes it seems as though pharmacology has replaced compassion in some mental health facilities. Before agreeing to place your child on psychotropic medications, you need to ask some very important questions. What are the side effects of the medications? Is the medication considered to be addictive? Has it been tested and approved for use with children? It may surprise you to learn that many of the medications recommended for your child may not have been specifically designed to be used with children. This does not mean that they are not effective or should not be used with children. This is when we need to put trust in God and in the doctor's ability and be open about communicating with them regarding the effects of the medications on your child. Half of solving any problem is taking time to correctly determine what the problem is. Children need to be properly diagnosed in order to receive the proper treatment. Once this is completed, the doctor can prescribe the proper medication. Strictly follow the doctor's direction will allow for accurate assessment of how effective it is and to to determine the occurrence of any side effects. I owe a lot to my daughter's first psychiatrist, the late great Dr. Robert Smith. I said earlier on, it takes a village. Well, the child's psychiatrist is one of the most important people in the village. It is with a very heavy heart that I share a little about Dr. Robert Smith. Dr. Smith started out as my daughter's psychiatrist and then ended up being my mentor and lastly my friend. Dr. Smith was the kind of doctor that didn't mind teaching, and I was that kind of student that didn't mind learning. On my daughter's first visit, Dr. Smith spent over 2.5 hours evaluating her. It is my hope and prayer that every parent will find a kind, compassionate doctor like Dr. Smith. For the first psychiatrist, even on Dr. Smith's deathbed, he was taking my calls and encouraging me on my situation at hand. I could sit here all day, and I could not say enough about Dr. Smith. Rest in paradise, Dr. Smith. You are truly, truly here.